Testing, testing. Hi, everybody. Welcome. Come and get settled in. Just take another 2 minutes or so for people to arrive. Make sure you have your water, you have a comfy spot, set aside other things, and maybe bring a crystal friend. Find something that's like calling you. What's calling you? Bring it along. Welcome, everybody. Time for the Lightcaster Club. Time to begin. My name is Faye Wilder, And if you're new here, I want to welcome you and let you know that there's no right or wrong way to participate in this call. It's an opportunity to relax and receive and explore. Well, today we're going to explore the doors of our perception. And, you know, if there's language that I use or things that I talk about, especially as related to Mary Magdalene that you're not familiar with or you don't understand, please know that you can still receive all the benefit from the downloads that come through. And you're also completely welcome to ask questions in the Facebook group, or if you have something that's more private, feel free to email me a question. I also want to put out there to the group before we begin, before I forget, that thank you to everybody who booked a session, a private session in July. All my privates in July are full. But I will keep my August sessions open for Lightcaster Club members only for another week. So if you'd like to book a private session, which will include, you know, specific channeling from Magdalene for you, and multidimensional mentorship. Ooh, say it 5 times fast. Multidimensional mentorship just for you. Let me know. All right, baby, let's begin. Close your eyes and just focus on your breath as it is. It's a big, big time on earth with the solstice, this solstice moment, this height of the light, at least in our part of my part of the world, the part of the world where I am. And on the opposite side of the world, the earth, the height of the dark. So just in this sort of very extreme moment. So especially this last weekend, there was a lot of energy moving. So it's maybe possible that you feel tired, all run down. Good time for tenderness, good time to receive. So just let your breath move. And we say, Holy Mother and Holy Father of all light, Sophia Source, the spirit of love that moves within us and without us, behind us, below us, above us, beyond us, before us and after us. We call on you to enter into our cells, our hearts, our minds, our eyes, our hands, our bones, the places you already are, to magnify the love that we already are. Please bless Lightcaster Club today as we call now a circle of light around us, calling in all of those who are here on the call live and all of the beloveds listening to the recording. Welcome. Take your seat. Enjoy the beautiful light of our circle and reconnecting with your friends, some of whom you may know, some of whom you may not know. All of whom walking this path, leading the way at this time of great change on our planet. So it's nice to not be alone, isn't it? You can look around at your friends and just know, like, oh, good. I am not the only one doing this work, which can often feel very lonely because it's often work that nobody can do for us. And is often feels a little bizarre, because the work we're really doing is the work of waking up from a matrix, from a computer program, viral beliefs that have been circulating for a long time. Don't let that frighten you. It just takes a breath to be in the truth of the presence of love. And feeling the energy of Mary Magdalene, our beloved friend and guide, sister. Magdalene, a woman of the earth, who's ascended into a multidimensional existence, simultaneously helping millions of people at once, millions of beings at once. And she does so with a reflection of love and the empowerment to all of us that we are in fact training to do the same work. So while we are here on Earth currently, And while we may have a few more or many more lifetimes on Earth, that we are really ascended masters in training. Let that sink in for a moment. Let it sink in for Mary Magdalene. She says, how beautiful and powerful you are, not in the scope or the playground of hierarchy, in the scope of your unique fingerprint of the universe. It's such a lovely fingerprint. And just right for this call today, I pulled an angel card and Archangel Jophiel stepped forward, the angel of creative power, coming with the number 2, helping us as we deal with this relational journey of the beauty way. Also Aphrodite and Rhiannon, giving us mentorship in living from pleasure and beauty. And Rhiannon reminding us of our powers as a sorceress, our magical powers to manifest and create, which is what we're talking about today. So beautiful. So just allowing these mentors to arrive and perhaps feeling a blessing from one of them. Perhaps feeling a blessing on your shoulders, feeling your shoulders soften down, feeling your neck relax and your hands relax. And asking now, God, please help us all to shine. Please help me to be a clear vessel of love and light. Remove any fear, self-doubt, self-centeredness, so that I can serve. Thank you. And so it is. Amen. Welcome, everybody. So this is part 2 of this month's topic, which is avoiding the circle jerk to walk the beauty way. And this week, we're going to concentrate on the second half of the topic, walking the beauty way. What a beautiful, beautiful topic. I personally, I just love it because it's an invitation to make it more beautiful. And personally, I sometimes forget that that's possible. Life can get so mundane, the day in and the day out. And I have children, so there's like a lot of routine and familiarity and things that we do no matter what at the same time every day. And getting to explore the journey of the beauty way is something that might sound like, oh, well, that means that, all of that has to change. But the work of Magdalene, and therefore my work, really the reflection of my work or the reflection of her work in my work, is about bringing these sort of more esoteric ideas onto earth, right? So if you think about Magdalene and Yeshua, Jesus as a pair, and Yeshua ascended to heaven and Magdalene stayed on earth, in very simplistic terms, you can think of it that Magdalene has the same ascension technology as Yeshua has, just as you have, as I have. They knew how to use it though. They were very well skilled and trained in it. And that's the school, the mystery school of life that we are in currently being initiated into every day. So Magdalene shows us how to be ascended beings while walking around on earth, while changing diapers, while sticking to the nap schedule, while juggling like 18 different tasks at once, which I know some of you are entrepreneurs and parents and activists. So that's like, there's always something happening. And so Magdalene stayed on earth when her beloved left, and she dealt with some heavy stuff. She's dealt with heavy feelings, and she dealt with moving her ministry and her whole life to a new part of the world, and being really committed to her own legacy of love while being with all of her humanness, right? So walking the beauty way does not mean that we have to like get away to some romantic, lush, tropical, like getaway place where there is no life and no tasks and no responsibility. That might be nice, and let it be so. And
this is very practical information. And the bottom line of the beauty way is that it's how beautiful can we make our life? And with this bottom line of life is what we make of it, which is a classic saying that people say all the time and maybe don't understand how powerful that saying is. It's this reminder that we are in fact creatrixes, creators. We are the one holy source of all life, manifesting, making real everything we experience. Let those words just sink in for a moment. We are creating everything we experience. And if you take a moment now to look around your space and notice the objects in the room where you're sitting, notice the quality of light. Notice where your eye wants to linger. Notice the things that are just harmonizing with your heart. The things that you want to reach out and touch. Perhaps you have flowers or crystals or oils or beautiful art that just make you feel like, yes, life. Maybe a photo of your family. Maybe the reflection of your own face in a mirror. Take a moment to look around and notice the world that you have manifested in this moment. Notice the things that you love. And now take a look around and notice the things that seem slightly like, oof, I wish that were different. That corner looks a little congested. I bet if I had a lamp over here, the room would really brighten up. And just let it speak to you, your space. It's a common practice to practice gratitude and saying thank you for the things that we have, thanking the one holy source, the light of God, the universe, spirit, however you call it. But remember that when we are saying thank you to that one holy light, we are saying thank you to the holy light within us. Saying thank you, self, for manifesting this sacred time. Thank you, self, for manifesting technology that allows us to connect across the world, across the heart waves. Thank you, self, for these beautiful roses. Thank you, self, for this incredible download. Thank you, self, for saying yes to receiving this download. And then, simultaneously, oh, self, sweet self, sweet one, let's take action in this space. Let's take action in this part of our world to make it even better. And doing that without laying a trip on ourselves, without having to be bad or wrong or somehow less than, because we see things that are slightly out of tune with the beauty way that we want to walk. Everything is an opportunity for more love. Yeah. All right. So last week we talked about, and I'll just reiterate, that we no longer need to reiterate in order to learn. That the circle jerk ultimately is about like just doing the same thing everyone else is doing, essentially, or doing the things that feel like will please other people in order to stay safe and a part of a group. And that we're called to a new way of creation, a way of creating by exploring what we love rather than by deciding what we don't like and having to take a turn in another direction. Now there's still going to be some of that, right? Because again, we're human and we're learning this way, right? We're initiates in the mystery school of the beauty way. And our mystery school is daily life. And so we're practicing, right? And it might be a very, very new experience for you of practicing learning from love. Because it's not what we've been trained in. It's not what our recent ancestors were trained in. But there are many beings all around us at all times who have been trained in the this way that are here to help us, Magdalene being one of them. So instead of reiterating to learn, we learn by creating. And we say today from the heart of our hearts, we are the creatrix of our life and we are here to make it beautiful. Now, this talk, this day, this topic is very much inspired by a beautiful book that I'll share with you. It's called Plant Intelligence and the Imaginal Realm, Into the Dreaming of Earth by a man named Stephen Herod Buhner, I think is how you pronounce it. And I'll share a link to the book. It's a beautiful, beautiful book. I highly recommend it for anyone who's interested in walking the beauty way. The imaginal realm is something I first learned about from Magdalene, and we'll touch briefly upon that now. Magdalene, calling Magdalene. Okay, she says I have to talk. Okay, so the imaginal realm is this place that's not on the other side of the veil, and not on this side of the veil, but right at the veil. So when Jesus was killed, there's a story that says he journeyed into purgatory, essentially. In Magdalene's gospel, there's several missing pages, and these missing pages essentially describe what happens during this journey. And many scholars and mystics have gathered from their multidimensional study of these scriptures and also downloads from Magdalene, that in fact what happened was when Jesus died, Magdalene meditated at his tomb. She stayed with his body. And the two of them in these two, quote, separate places, Jesus in death and Magdalene in life, met together in the imaginal realm and took a journey. So the imaginal realm is this place of visioning. This place of journeying, you probably know it, Lancaster. You've probably experienced it and like to play there. One thing Magdalene is clear about is there is a phrase often used about holding space. When we go into the imaginal realm, we are asked to be very present with the unknown infinite possibilities of creation. It's kind of intense, right? Some would say this is holding space, but let's be clear that there is no such thing as containing the uncontainable. When we try to contain the uncontainable, we actually close the doors of our perception. We create a gate, a boundary. And when we move into this imaginal realm, this space of all things possible, we are actually just creating space. Space upon space upon space. And the promise of that space, beloved, is that miracles come from the space. Miracles come from the space. These miracles are creations that we bring into the world of form. Do you see? We travel into the imaginal realm in whatever way we like. We receive the miracle, the download, the blessing, and then we bring it into reality. Simple, right? You got that? Good. Done. And as we bring it into reality, we're walking the beauty way. We're creating things that have never been seen or done before. Not for the sake of being novel, but for the sake of our own delight. And for this call, inner child is really like saying a dance. That part of us that is free. Free to create, that part of us who comes into the world. And, you know, let me just back up for a moment. The inner child is often seen as like a segmented section of our being. But that's to say that we are fragmented pieces, and in fact, we are the whole one body of Sophia God. So the inner child is an essence. Think of the inner child as a frequency at which we are completely able to vibrate. Our whole being is able to vibrate at the frequency of inner child, at the frequency of delight. And so this is about doors of perception. If we are to walk the beauty way, the doors of our perception must be invited to stay open. And this book that I've recommended, Plant Intelligence in the Imaginal Realm, talks about gating and how as human beings, we in fact have to start gating in order to learn. And I'm not sure if I spoke about this last week. Been working with a lot of clients this week, so I can't remember what I said when, but I've been watching my baby. He's rolling around and he's going to crawl pretty soon. But in order to do this, you can see that he has to concentrate on certain parts of his body. And in order to concentrate on certain parts of his body, because he's an infinite multidimensional being, as we all are, he's got to shut down some parts, information about other parts of his body momentarily. This is gating. If we were to hear everything that we were hearing all the time and see everything that we were seeing all the time, we would be overwhelmed in a stunned, like, whoa. And we're here to take action. Remember, we're grounding heaven on earth through our bodies. So gating is a beneficial tool. But when gating becomes a defense against our gifts and a defense against the beauty that we are channeling, a defense in order to stay safe and unseen, a defense in order to keep other people around us feeling comfortable, a defense from not shining too brightly, which often happens, especially with light casters, a defense because of conditioning or agreements made in this lifetime or other lifetimes, a defense because the feelings that we experience are so overwhelming that the standard daily life becomes almost impossible to deal with, and life in the, quote, real world becomes overwhelming. Gating happens because so many of us are so energetically sensitive, as we should be, and I would say most all beings come very energetically sensitive. And let's make no bones about it, we've come into a reality that is really hard to be in. It's super dense here, and there's a lot of things that humanity has decided to do that are really, really, really weird. And you can see it, I see it personally, just like driving down the road and watching how people look at one another from their car with, wary eyes and angry glares, or going into big box stores and feeling like the glare of the lights and the intensity of the sounds and the smells, and just feeling really overwhelmed just walking in. And understanding that, say you're an employee at one of these stores, like, you've got to gate some of the doors of your perception in order to get by in a place like that. Right? And so the beauty way invites us to create worlds where it's much sweeter and softer, that in fact it doesn't have to be like that. That's really the bottom line. It doesn't have to be like that. It doesn't have to be like that. And when we call on the vibrancy and delight and creative power of our sweet inner child, she, he knows this. So we are creating space upon space upon space. And from the space, the miracles come. And that, Magdalene says, you can always trust. So if you are having problems in your life, or you feel overwhelmed by the problems of your world, of this world, of, the global community at large, Magdalene assures us that the solution is miraculous. And miracles often feel like they are rare and customized for the most holy. Sometimes you hear people say, oh, I know God was working in my life because this or that happened. I didn't get hit by that car. I didn't get in trouble for this thing I did. Magdalene says, no, you are the God working in your life. The miracles are always possible. The miracles are always possible. Miracles are available like candy. But part of it is keeping the doors of our perception open. So let's talk about agreements that we may have made to close these doors of perception. These agreements, as I mentioned before, could have been from other lives. So many, many of us who have the powers of the, you know, the sacred channeling powers and the powers of priestessing, we're often harmed in other lives for these powers. And so to say yes to them in this lifetime can feel very scary. I'll share my own experience, which is, you know, I started my work doing coaching and mentorship about 6 years ago, I think, 6 or 7 years ago. And I started doing health coaching, talking to people about their food and nutrition because I felt very safe doing that. It seemed like legitimate. And I had a certification and I was very by the book. But every time I would sit down with a client, I could feel their spiritual pain. And because I'm, you know, that's, I'm energetically very sensitive. And this is my gift. And I would long to talk to them about the angels and the guides and the pain that I could feel in their cells, and to give them the breathwork tools that I knew how to use to relieve that pain and to connect with their inner divinity, their holistic divinity. But I couldn't do it because I was in this box. And I felt like I had to close down the doors of that, those perceptions when I was doing that work. And then when my son, my first son was born, I had an awakening that was like, woman, you have to share what's really coming through you, because living out of alignment like this is too hard. It's too tiring. It makes you sick. And also, it's like life is long, but life is short. And my son showed me that the gifts that I have are here to help other people. Sometimes we forget that the gifts we have, they're not about us. It's not about us being revered. It's really about that we are in service to God. We are in service to the light that doesn't have a body, of which there is much light. We are in service to our fellow humanity, perhaps without the eyes to see just yet. And so I began to change the style of my work, and I began to explore different modalities and call myself different things. And I always had this knock, Magdalene, Magdalene, Magdalene. And I would work with Magdalene kind of secretly with very few clients who I felt like were safe. Magdalene, 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 Magdalene. And it would just, like, the knock would get louder and louder and louder. And finally, last year, I began to talk about Magdalene publicly. And then finally, I began to channel Magdalene publicly. And this, for me, required a great deal of cellular expansion. So when we decide to open the doors of our perception, this is synonymous with cellular expansion, which is the bottom line benefit of what happens with breath alchemy. Our cells exist in expansion or contraction, which is to say love or fear at all times. You, if you are an entrepreneur or an activist, if you are here for healing in any way, whatever that looks like, you're going to be called to the edge. It will feel scary. The way that I feel doing the work that I do is so, so edgy. It takes me to the edge every single time. So make no mistake, because you see my face, you hear my words, you hear me channeling Magdalene. It's not that it's difficult. In fact, it's my greatest joy. But it requires an incredible amount of surrender into this infinite space of miracles. And that surrender means letting go of what people think, letting go of what I think it should look like, letting go of how I've seen anyone else do it, letting go of the discomfort that I can often feel palpably from the collective field which I'm working with. Do you see? letting go of how it was yesterday and opening the sacred doors of my perception and existing in this completely approachable place of the imaginal realm where all things are possible and easy communion with the divine is possible. How beautiful. How beautiful. And these agreements to close the doors of our perception can show up in very specific ways in our physical reality. So perhaps foods that we're eating that we know, gosh, this really, I never feel good when I eat this, and yet I keep eating it every time. Or for me, it's coffee. I love coffee so much for about 10 minutes. And then, and in a way, it's like I go back to coffee over and over and over because I have some foot stuck in some existence that says I'm going to keep this door shut to my full potential, right? It's really about the upper limit. And I think we talked about upper limit last week. And if I didn't mention the book, The Big Leap, I'll mention it now. Everyone should read The Big Leap right away. It's a quick and easy read. It's beautiful. So also how we talk about ourselves. So if you're really self-deprecating, or if you always sort of like shrug off your accomplishments, or if people say, you look beautiful today. Oh yeah, but I have this big zit, or like, oh thanks, but I'm feeling really fat. To just notice how we're shutting ourselves off from the space of miracles. And what would it feel like instead to look back into the eyes of the beloved and say, thank you. I do, don't I? Even without getting it, don't give a compliment back. Try that. Just say, thank you. I know. Because that's the world I want to live in. That's the world I want to live in, where compliments are freely handed and freely received. How do we respond to our dream life? How much time are we giving to our meditation? How much time are we giving to our channeled work? Much of the work I've had to do this year is really about increasing my sensitivity, which at the same time means, right, I can't go to the big box store every week to do the shopping. I can't be with huge groups of people for long periods of time. So there's this other kind of gating. It's like this physical, energetic balance so that I can commune in the imaginal realm in a deeper way. So this isn't about completely opening up all the time, but this is about scoping it out. And that's what we're going to drop into today. There's a couple more points to make. The beauty way is relational. This is where Jophiel comes in with the number two. The beauty way is as much about receiving as it is about making. Magdalene is the holy chalice. She receives the light of God through her body and gives the light of God through her body. This is deeply connected to sex magic, deeply connected to our second chakra, to our creative, pleasurable powers. So the beauty way is about letting the joy and the pleasure of life in, whether that's sexual pleasure with a partner or with just yourself, or the pleasure of nature, the pleasure of your own beauty, the pleasure of making yourself up. This is Aphrodite speaking, this inner goddess energy, the pleasure of moving your body in ways that feel fun and exciting and interesting, the pleasure of laughter, the pleasure of saying yes more than we say no, the pleasure of smiling and agreeing, the pleasure of uplifting the world around you with your grace and your blessing. The pleasure of being with your children and watching their reflection of your own inner child in their eyes. The pleasure of your own breath. Let's drop in here with a nice deep inhale through the mouth. And a slow exhale. Deep inhale. And a slow exhale. keep your breath moving like a beautiful wave, receiving the medicine of some sage in our circle, giving us some energetic protection and clearing. Keep breathing, letting your breath move and relax your body. You might feel like lying down in this moment if you're not already. And inviting the energy of the rose, such a pleasurable flower. And a good teacher for having those doorways gated when needed with her thorns. She blooms freely, right? But she also is very clear about who may and may not touch her and where they may or may not touch her. But just notice that the rose does allow the world to touch her in her most beautiful place. So the beauty way is relational. We must receive the pleasure, and then we must give the pleasure. Keep moving your breath. Inhale. Exhale. Feeling your body grounded to the earth where you're touching the earth, and feeling now a channel of light open at the crown of your head. Feeling the energy of the stars and the heavens beaming down to you from your higher self, moving down through the channel of light, down the back of your head, down the back of your spine, past your throat, your heart, your belly, your pelvis, down your root, down into the earth, down and down and down and down. This light channel moves down, connecting to the center of the center. Breathing up through this channel of light, gathering the fertile energy of the Gaia star, moving up, up, up through your pelvis and up, up, up through the back of your spine, through your belly, moving into your heart chakra, this emerald green center of your light, the energy of the earth, the fecundity of earth, now swirling and dancing with the solar divine presence of your heart. Inhale. Exhale. Letting these energies mix and mingle. And then inhaling up. Moving the energy up through the brain, through the pineal gland, through the third eye, up out the crown of your head. You feel this energy sprinkle and spangle into a bazillion light pieces that shower down around you in the shape of an egg. Sinking down into the earth, giving the earth back, 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 more than she gives. Inhaling back up the center channel of light from the center of the earth, up through the base of your pelvis, up through the center of your spine, into your heart, mingling her energy with your heart energy, letting it mix and mingle and expand through your ribs. Exhaling now down. Moving your own energy back down through your belly, back down through your pelvis, back down into the earth. Feeling that you and the earth are one now. Feeling the earth talking. Oh, the doors of our perception often easily open with the medicine of plants and flowers. Feeling now the plants and flowers closest to you start to perk up as they sense your presence. Letting your breath move through your body. This is about presence. Being you where you are. Listening to what the universe says to you in her beautiful dance of light. Translating that through your body. Dictated by your pleasure and sending it back out into the world by your word and creation, by your smile, by your eye contact. Remember that you are created in the light and image of Sophia God, which means you have every quality of God and yet you are sovereign. You are not a God robot, you see? God creates whatever God wants. And because you are God with skin on, you create whatever you want. Inhale, belly. Inhale, heart. Exhale, out. Inhale, belly. Inhale, heart. Exhale, out. Feeling your body relax onto the earth. Feeling yourself outside on the grass, perhaps on the beach, perhaps on a mountain. Where are you? Inhale, belly. Inhale, heart. Exhale, out. Feeling the part of you that is your inner child, or your delight, your pure delight at life. This part might feel very quiet, might feel almost untouchable, unreachable. Let your breath move with this part. Let your breath move and anoint this delightful part of you, this delightful possibility in yourselves. Belly, heart, exhale. There's no need to worry or to try and force it to be bigger or stronger. I'm really feeling in the collective field right now that there's this feeling of like, oh, my inner child isn't big enough or powerful enough or like as much a part of my life as she should be. There's no such thing. There's just a call for the healing power, the miracle power of your breath. So inhale, belly, heart, exhale, belly, heart, exhale, belly, heart, exhale, belly, heart, exhale, belly, heart, exhale. Letting this delight grow and grow and grow as it will at its own pace. Just as though you're meeting a new child. Give them their own space and time to come to you. It is your own divine presence that will encourage the divinity of your pleasure to wake up. Keep breathing. Feeling the energy of unicorn surrounding our circle. Unicorn bringing real sexual magic, real delight and play. That's the best kind of sex magic. Exploration, the unknown, the feeling of never been touched before in that way. Belly, heart, exhale.
Again.
Allowing your breath and this essence of delight to soften every cell in your body. Like the sun coming from the east at this solar moment on earth. Allowing your breath to anoint every closed door. Chakra healing traditionally begins at the bottom. But we are the makers of new technology. We're starting at the top. Feeling your breath anointing your crown. Feeling how your crown wants to open and expand and receive the light of heaven.
Again,
belly, heart, exhale, belly, heart, exhale, belly,
heart. Exhale. Belly. Heart. Exhale, moving your delightful attention down to the back of your forehead, the middle of your head, your brain, your pineal gland. Pineal gland often finds calcification from toxins in the air and fluoride in the water and a forgottenness. We forget the seat of our soul as we grow old. But no problem. Let the breath anoint the pineal gland, belly, heart. Exhale, feeling it melt and glow. Oh, a beautiful blue, golden blue. Feeling the anointment of your crown traveling down your pineal gland and feeling this emanating out the center of your forehead as your third eye starts to spin in synchronicity with your breath and the heart. Exhale, feeling the back of your third eye, the eyes in the back of your head, open. I am awake. I am alive. I am light. I am love. I am delight. I am delight. Heart. Exhale. Belly. Heart. Exhale. Letting your breath, your delight, move down, down, down into your mouth. Anointing your tongue with a golden drop of yarrow essence. Beautiful. With yarrow essence anointed by the sun. Keeping our tongue holy. Keeping our tongue slow. Keeping our tongue patient. Keeping our tongue exact as she is the speaker of spells. Belly, heart. Exhale. Inhale, belly. Inhale, heart. Exhale, anointing your lips with the breath through your mouth. Ready for the sacred kiss of your beloved, whether it's a partner or your own reflection. Inhale, belly. Inhale, heart. Exhale, allowing the delight of your own breath to move down, down into the throat, into the beautiful structure of your larynx. Feeling your vocal cords, beautiful golden blue. Feeling the wings of our beloved Archangel Michael. Our friend gets very big or small as need be, feeling him enter into the throat chakra with his blue ray and his beautiful golden wings, and just sort of do his magic in there, clearing out the blocks from this and other lifetimes of agreements to keep quiet, agreements not to sing. Belly, heart, exhale, feeling the delight of your own life moving down and down and down into your heart, glowing emerald pink green, starting as the tiny seed of all life at the center of your being, the center of your body, and blooming open in a radiant rose wheel of expansive creative power, moving and creating from our heart, from our center, from our soul, from our pleasure, belly, heart, exhale. Letting your delight anoint not just the front of your heart, but the back of your heart. Exhale, feeling Magdalene's hand at the back of your heart. A dear friend, just giving you some support, like the best dancer. She's just giving you the perfect structure with which you can explore and move. And here, please really feel your ribcage expanding wide in all four directions. Up. Out, down, front and back. Inhale belly, inhale heart, exhale mouth. Feeling your shoulders start to move in a beautiful rolling dance. Exhale out. Moving your attention, your delight, your breath, the anointment of your beauty down into your belly. Feeling it in the solar plexus here, this golden radiant I am light. The fingerprint of who you are. No one will be you ever, 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 ever again. Letting your delight anoint your third chakra, belly, heart. Exhale, I am the eye of God. I am connected to all that is. I am connected to Holy Source, and I manifest this source in delightful, unique ways in all that I say and do. In my words, my hugs, my business offerings, my meals, belly, heart, exhale. The manifestation of my own appearance, belly, heart, exhale. I move from the place of power and take your attention now to the back of your body at the same place, the bottom of your thoracic spine, where potentially you may feel your wings start to sprout. Some people's wings are a little higher, but yours might be here today. And now you feel these wings start to stretch out wide and hugely loving, ready to encompass anyone who needs a blessing. Not because we're here to fix, because we are here to bless and bear witness to the healing light within all. Inhale belly, inhale heart, exhale out, taking your attention down into your belly and your pelvis, into your yoni, into your beautiful reproductive organs and the deep darkness of your womb. A beautiful purpley, deep, deep orange. Belly, heart, exhale. Yeah, feeling your breath move the other way. Belly, womb, exhale. Maybe feeling your exhale moving down out your pelvis, out of your yoni, your man parts. Inhale, belly. Inhale, womb. Exhale down, your holiest, holiest. Inhale, belly. Inhale, heart. Exhale down. And just receiving a blessing from Magdalene on places, reminding us, blessing them as holy tools for creation, and instantaneously blowing away shame, guilt, vows of chastity for the sake of holiness, clearing away debris of trauma, pain, clearing away the debris of stagnant, stale, forgottenness, and feeling the delight of all the parts of your body, feeling the delight of your juices moving through your body, your vagina, your yoni, your clitoris, your vulva, every part, inhale belly, inhale yoni, inhale womb, exhale out. Feeling now your breath and attention moving down, down, down to the very bottom, the bottom of your pelvis. Feeling how this bottom of your pelvis aligns with the bottom of the earth. Inhale, belly. Inhale, womb. Exhale out. A deep red, black, purple color. Belly. Exhale, sweeping this area with delight, sweeping this area with the certainty that you are always safe, always protected, always guided. Belly, exhale, belly, exhale. Belly, heart, womb, exhale, inhale belly, inhale heart, exhale womb, exhale, inhale belly, inhale heart, inhale womb,
Exhale, there it is. Inhale, belly. Inhale, heart. Inhale, womb. Exhale. And letting this delight, this joy, the beauty way do its dance through your entire being now for a few moments. Let your breath guide you. Feeling your breath act as a sealer, an integrator, instantaneously receiving this opening throughout your entire being, your entire body, all four levels of your body, spiritual, physical, emotional, causal bodies, allowing the Akashic records to be rewritten in accordance with this blessing now, and so it is. Noticing how your breath instantly opens the doors of your perception, creating more space for more miracles to come in, creating more trust to receive, creating more courage and I am presence to give and manifest. Remembering that as you walk the beauty way, you are in fact a way shower, leading the way in this golden age of miracles, sprinkling fairy dust as you go, not because others will follow you directly, but so others see that they have their own way to pave. And now you see in this way that from the one holy body of Sophia God, we emanate out in an infinite number of rays of light, our paths streaming out from the light of God, creating this solar body of infinite possibilities. Letting your breath settle and feeling this incredible blessing, taking this incredibly vast, enormous, beautiful vision, coming back into the room where you sit, feeling your body on the ground, your connection to your earth star, feeling your consciousness in your hands and legs, the back of your eyes. And now, gently and slowly open your eyes and take another sweep around the room. Feel how you are the center of that sun, that you are the one holy body of Sophia, all life, in your skin, and streaming out from you now a million rays of possibilities. What could this space be like with the doors of your perception open? Feel it now. Where does that chair want to go? How should the light be attuned? Perhaps nothing physical needs to change, but you notice the way the light is on casting on the bookshelf or on an object, and the doors of your perception so wide and open, your delight so accessible, you cannot help but just love it exactly as it is. Exhale. Yeah, just letting your breath go through your nose now, please. Settling in. Wow, thank you. So just receiving the pleasure of that initiation, receiving the pleasure of your own body, receiving the pleasure of the simple delight of your breath. And really making a commitment to walking the beauty way. I mean, it's another word for alignment, another word for saying yes to the way that you want it to be. And
Magdalene is reminding me again about this piece that the beauty way is about relationships. It is both about receiving and giving, but also specifically about our human relationships. And the way we approach our interactions, especially with those that we love the most and those whom we don't see eye to eye with. It can be easy to be very, very kind and loving to strangers where there's no baggage. But when we perceive that others are against us, and often when we perceive that others will never leave us, that's when the shit can really come out. So there's a call to the collective today to integrate this healing through our interactions with the people in our lives. Taking delight in the people in our lives simply by breathing in their presence. Simply by breathing in their presence. Remembering that the sex magic, the opportunity we have to create orgasm and babies with a partner, is present in our non-sexual connections with people. We have the opportunity to create orgasmic connections, blissful connections, just through our presence. It's not any pressure to have like really funny jokes or make, you know, have deep conversations all day long. Just to be present and notice the beauty, to receive the beauty of the people in your lives, and to anoint them with the beauty of your presence. You don't have to try hard, you just be. So settling into your body, take a moment now, close your eyes. We're going to take 3 deep breaths in the nose and out the mouth together. Magdalene invites each of you to create an altar space today. It can be very simple and small, but a space that is purely devoted to beauty. She's also inviting us to create our own sacred temple as an altar, our body. Perhaps adding a delightful piece of jewelry or doing a special look of makeup today, just because it's delightful. And if it's not delightful, do something different. And anything else? Magdalene says, it's safe to live on the edge of beauty. And a beautiful mentor is the rose. A beautiful mentor is the rose. And there you have it, my friends. Avoid the circle jerk as you walk the beauty way. I'm so blessed to be with you. I want to say thank you for being here this month. Thank you for flowing with the rhythm of these 2 weeks in a row. And again, if you would like to journey deeper with Magdalene and with me, I have 2 private sessions available for August. And I'll keep them open just to Lightcaster Club for the next week. You can send me an email if you'd like to swoop one of those up. And you can also, if you like, you know, if you want more breath alchemy, there's free breath alchemy on the website. And if you're interested in traveling deeper and deeper, and you really want to get clear on what your offerings are in this lifetime, I have space available for Magdalene mentorship in the fall, my 3-month container of private mentorship. So that's starting in late August, space is available. So reach out if those are things that interest you. And we will close today by saying thank you to our mentors, especially Jophiel, Archangel Michael who came, Aphrodite Rhiannon, I was feeling Isis, of course, our beloved Magdalene. Thanks for waiting for us to remember your beauty. Thank you to our own holy selves for always being there when we remember that beauty that is our own reflection. Thank you to God, and thank you to each of you, Lightcasters. Thank you so much for showing up to do this work. Thank you so much for leading the way in your own life.
I bow to you, beloved. See you next time. Namaste.